Today's shir is Masechta Chulin, Daf Pei Hei. We will begin on Daf Pei Dalet on the base, in the middle of the Amud, about 25 lines from the bottom. Darsh Reb Eina Pispa the Beirei Shkulusa. Says the Gemara, Darsh Reb Eina Pispa the Beirei Shkulusa. Reb Eina said the following halacha at the entranceway to the Yeshiva Reish Shkulusa. Hashaych L'chayim B'Shabbos. We know that Rechmal Slon, somebody is ill on Shabbos, we're even allowed to do a Malacha D'Raisa on his behalf. Says the Gemara, Shaykh L'Chayla B'Shabbos, if somebody is shechting on behalf of a Chayla on Shabbos, Chayiv L'Chasos, he's obligated to do Kisui Hadam. Machlokes Rishonim, when the Gemara here says, according to Rav Eina, we may, not only may we shecht on behalf of a Chayla on Shabbos, but even when we shecht a Chay or Oif for that Chayla, we do Kisui Hadam. Does he mean we're allowed to do a Malacha D'Raisa, or we're only allowed to do a Malacha D'Rabban? The opinion of Rashi is that Rav Eina has come to teach us that we can even do a Malacha D'Raisa. Most Rishonim disagree with Rashi. They hold certainly Rav Eina did not come to teach us that we could violate a Malacha D'Raisa of Kisui Hadam. That isn't required for the Chayla. Rather, what Rav Eina is referring to is that we could do a Malacha D'Rabban. Typically, in carrying the sand on behalf of the Chayla, there's going to be carrying something that's Muksa. Rav Eina is teaching us that we could override the Issa Muksa when to do Kisui Hadam on Shabbos, just like we do the Shechita on Shabbos. What is the basis of the Machloikis of Rashi and the other Rishonim? Rashi is going to be learning that Kisui Hadam is actually part of the mitzvah of Shechita. And if, as is clear, we're allowed to do Shechita on behalf of the Chayla, we similarly could do Kisui Hadam, because that's all included in the mitzvah of Shechita. The other Rishonim say that although Kisui Hadam, and if it's only involving the Rabbanon, Rav Eina is going to take a more lenient opinion, certainly not involving the Raisa. In fact, this question of how do we look at the Kisui Hadam, how do we connect the question of Kisui Hadam to the Shechita, is relevant to a different issue. There's a machlokes Rishonim, when do we make the bracha on Kisui Hadam? The Bahag says that first, that even though normally we know the halacha is that a bracha is made oidele siyasa, that first we make the bracha and then we do the mitzvah. Like Kisui Hadam, the Hilchos Gedolah says that we should do the Kisui Hadam and then only make the bracha. What is Pshat in the Hilchos Gedolah? Pshat in the Hilchos Gedolah, explained in the Mefarshim, is that the Hilchos Gedolah holds that Kisui Hadam is connect, as Rashi is teaching us, is connected so much to the Shechita, and therefore there should be no hefsik between the Shechita and the Kisui Hadam, not even to make a bracha. The Rosh disagrees, and the Rosh says that just like by all mitzvahs, the bracha is made before the mitzvah, so too by Kisui Hadam, first make the bracha and then do the Kisui Hadam. But it's interesting to point out that even though the Ramah does paskin like the Rosh, and does paskin that the Kisui Hadam, we should make the bracha before the Kisui Hadam, the Ramah does say that one should be careful not to be masik, not to have any hefsik between the Kisui Hadam, between the Shechita and the Kisui Hadam. Because clearly, as our Gemara is teaching us, the Kisui Hadam and the Shechita are very much connected, and there should be no hefsek. Amar Rava, ishtoy mekama, what you're saying is something that's impossible to believe, and even made a strong statement, l'shemutei l'amayri katmine, and Rishonim give two explanations. One explanation means, amayri means his tongue. For saying something so unacceptable, his tongue, rachmanot tzlan, should be removed from him. Others say, what he meant to say was, as we know, the way it usually went with speeches in the time of Chazal was that the Amoira, or the Tana who said the speech, said it quietly, and there was a speaker in front of him who announced the speech publicly.
So what he meant to say was that he should lose that speaker who spoke on his behalf publicly, should not be allowed to speak, should be removed from him. A third shot that I saw is that the people who were designated to be the leaders of the community and make speeches would have a special garment that they would wear. And what the Gemara is saying here is that he should lose that garment. They should take away the speaking privileges from him. The Tanya, because the halacha, he says, is, we may not do kisui hadam on Shabbos. And here too, the Rishonim say, the way to understand Rabbah, is certainly in a case where the kisui hadam involves an issur d'oraisa, Rabbah is telling us that it may not be done on Shabbos. But even where it doesn't involve an issur d'oraisa, it should not be done on Shabbos. And the Mefarshim give a number of explanations why Rava takes this opinion. One is because of Tircha. We're not allowed to do on Shabbos anything that involves a Tircha. And Kisui Dam is certainly a Tircha. Another pshat is because Chazal wanted everybody to recognize that under normal circumstances, Shechita may not be done on Shabbos. It's only in this case, because the person is sick, that they're doing shechita. How will people recognize this by now not allowing kisui hadam to be done on Shabbos? A third pshat is that Chazal was concerned that if you're going to do kisui hadam, even when it doesn't involve a melacha, and even when it doesn't even involve muksa, people may come to make the mistake and do kisui hadam on Shabbos when it does involve an issur d'oraisa or issur d'rabbanan, and therefore Chazal said, Rava said that kisui hadam should never be done on Shabbos. And he points, and he brings a raya to his point, the Tanya, because he quotes a braisa. The braisa said, Rav Yosi, I'm a koi, in Shoychan I said, Yontif. We discussed already in our Mishnah, that since we don't know if a koi is a behema and chaya, it may not be slaughtered in Yontif, because then we're going to have this problem if we can't, if we should or shouldn't do the kisui, then shachtu em chasin astomai. And if somebody did shchita v'koy on yontif, kisui adam should not be done, based on the following kal v'choyma. Uma amila, shavada doyche Shabbos. If a mila that is, that the eighth day comes out on Shabbos, you do a mila on Shabbos. Eight sveka doyche yontif, a suffic mila may not be done on yontif. That means, if we're not exactly sure when the child was born, and if the eighth day is come, and that day comes out to be on a Shabbos, we don't do the meal on Shabbos. And if that day comes out to be on Yontif, we don't do that meal on Yontif. And as the before, as the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, because of this, sometimes a meal could be pushed off for quite a number of days. Because if the baby was born Friday evening, and we're not sure if the baby was born on Friday or on Shabbos, so we can't do the bris on Shabbos. And then if Sunday, Monday, after that Shabbos, are Rosh Hashanah, then we can't do the bris until Tuesday. So if a mila which we could do on Shabbos, a suffic mila, can't be done on Yontif, kisui, and the Gemara is going to explain this line soon, she'ein vada d'orcha Shabbos, kisui which can't be done on Shabbos, and it didn't, then certainly that a suffic kisui may not be done, d'orcha yontif, a suffic kisui may not be done in yontif. And since the kisui hadam of a koi is always a suffic, it may not be done, says the Gemara, on yontif. I did see a very interesting opinion of the Arzurua. The Arzurua says that even though we're learning that on yontif, we may not do a mila shloi bezmana, if it's not the eighth day, says the Arzurua, that's only when we refer, when we're doing the mila of a child. But when we're doing the mila of an adult, even though it's certainly a mila shleib is mana, it may be done on yontif. And Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, the Chronicle of Racha, explains the opinion of the Arzurua. He says, when a baby, when there's a child who's below the age of a mitzvah, he doesn't have an independent obligation to have a bris mila. He's not yet a gadol. There's a din of b'yayim hashmini yim b'sar losa, but he's not obligated in the mitzvahs. And therefore, if we can't be sure that today Yom Tov is the yayim hashmini, it's a mila shloi b'zmana,
and may not be done in Yom Tov. He says, however, when we're dealing with an adult, every day he has an obligation to have a bris milah. And since he has an obligation every day to have a bris milah, we can't delay that. And it's what, therefore, he says, it's no worse that just like on Yom Tov, we're allowed to do melachos oichel nefesh, we would also be allowed to make a bris milah for such an individual on Yom Tov, even though it's obviously not a bris milah b'zmana. Amalot. So the Chachamim try to refute this Kavachomer, and they say the following: Ki shofar begvolim techiyah. We can bring a raya from shofar outside of the Beis Hamikdash. She'ein vada doicha Shabbos. The Ki shofar that if Rosh Hashanah comes on the Shabbos, we may not do Ki shofar. The Sveika, but when there's a case of a Suffolk Ki shofar, which the Gemara will soon explain what is that case, it's doicha yontif. Ask Tosfos, why shouldn't Tekiya Shofar be Doicha Yom Tov? Because Tosfos explains. Why is there a halacha that we're not allowed to do Tekiya Shofar on Shabbos? Because Chazal said it's a gzeira of Shema Yavirena, Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim. We may come to carry a Shofar B'Shus HaRabim on Shabbos, and obviously on Shabbos it's Usur to carry a Shofar. Says, ask Tosfos, on Yom Tov there's no issue to carry. So of course we're allowed to blow the shofar. Why would there be a reason, even if it's a suffix, not to blow the shofar? So Tosfos gives two answers. One answer Tosfos says, that even though, and this is an important point, that even though on Yom Tov, melachas oichel nefesh is permitted, it's only when you really have to do what you're doing. You have to do something in Yom Tov that has no purpose, of course may not be done on Yom Tov. So that's why, unless, and yet we'll see, and we'll see, that for a suffix, we're allowed to blow on Yom Tov. So we clearly see that on Yom Tov, you're allowed to blow, that even though it's a suffix, you're allowed to blow, even though it does involve an issur. Another pshat that Tosfos suggests is that although the Gemara says that Tekiya Shofar is a chachma of the Eina Malacha, that blowing the shofar is not considered a malacha, it's still considered a malacha midrabbanan. Yet the halacha is that a suffix may be done, you're allowed to blow the shofar, even a makam suffik. So too, says the Gemara, the halacha ought to be, that when there's a suffik, if you have to do kisui adam, like by a koi, it should be allowed to be done on Yom Tov. Heishir Rav Elazar Kfar Baribi Tshuva, to which he responded, Ma'ala Mila, she can't end the Heges Ela B'lay Yom Tovim, Mila doesn't happen at night. Time of kisui adam, kisui shenoy B'lay Yom Tovim, whereas Kisui applies by day and by night. So therefore, he says that even though perhaps a Suffolk Mila may not be done on Yom Tov, a Kisui Adam, even in the case of Suffolk, should be done on Yom Tov. Amar Rav Abba, and Rav Abba makes the following comment, Zeh min advarim sh'amar Rav Chiya ein aleihem tshuva. Rav Chiya, when he heard the Kavah Chomer, said there is no way to refute this Kavachomer, the Heshir Velazar Kfar Baribi Tshuva. Velazar Kfar was able to refute the Kavachomer. But to our point, in the Gemara, when the Gemara began quoting the Kavachomer, says, Ketanim Yis, Kisui She'ein Vadi Doi Cheshavis. The Gemara, in trying to prove what is the halacha regarding Kisui Adam of a Koi on Yom Tov, said that if Kisui, which you are certainly mechuyev, is not doicha Shabbos, certainly a suffix kisui is not doicha Yom Tov. Ask the Gemara, what did the Braisa mean? My vadik the kisui, the loy doicha Shabbos. What did the Braisa mean when it said that a vadik kisui is not doicha Shabbos? Doesn't the Braisa mean lava shach l'chayel Shabbos? And the Braisa is saying that even though there's certainly a chiyev kisui, one shech the rechaya oif, for a chayel, you're not allowed to do the kisui on Shabbos. Clearly, in disagreement with what Rav Enos said. So the Gemara, who said that that's what the Brice is referring to? Maybe in a case where somebody shechted on a chayl, for a chayl of a Shabbos, that he had every right to shech, that chay or oif, there would indeed be a chi of kisu. The Brice is referring to a situation, Dilma the Amav Shachat, when he shechted, when he had no right to shech, that's when the Brice says, you don't do kisu on Shabbos. So the Gemara, that isn't pshat in the Braisa. Because the Braisa is comparing the Chiyav Kisui to the Chiyav Mila. Mamil, we're referring to a situation where a person has the obligation to do milah. The milah, he's obligated to do milah. Avkisa Nami is talking about brishus that he came about when he was obligated to do it, and yet the Braisa is teaching us that just like the halacha is that the kisui, just like milah, even though it's doicha Shabbos, a suffik milah is not doicha yontif, so to kisui, a suffik kisui, that means the case of a koi, is not doicha yontif. And the halacha that we began today's shiur with Rav Einar, that if you do a shechita on Shabbos, you're allowed to do a kisui on Shabbos, has been refuted. But now the Gemara continues discussing the braisa that we just learned. And then the braisa we said, t'kiyah shofar b'gvuron t'chiyach. We should bring a raya that a shofar kisui is mutter on yontif from t'kiyah shofar. That the halacha is regarding t'kiyah shofar. She'ein v'adah doicha Shabbos. V'adah chiyah shofar. If Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, we don't blow the shofar. And yet, seika doicha yontif, if there's a suffix, it is doicha yontif. Ask the Gemara, what is the case that we're saying seika, that a suffix chiyah is doicha yontif? And a word of introduction is required. As the Gemara says in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, we know that Bezman Shabbos Midrash HaYakayim, the way they identified the new Rosh Chodesh was through Eidim coming and saying that they saw the new moon. And by every month, we know that Rosh Chodesh could be either the 30th day of the previous month or the 31st day of the previous month, where the Eidim came and they were examined and they were verified to be saying the truth. That's when Rosh Chodesh was declared. And then they would send people to notify everybody in all these cities when Rosh Chodesh was. Rosh Hashanah, there's a unique situation. Because Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the month. And therefore, Eidim don't necessarily come at night when Rosh Hashanah begins. One issue. And the second issue is that even if Eidim come, it's impossible to notify people who live far away from Beis Din that Rosh Chodesh, or in this case Rosh Hashanah, has been declared. So what they would do is, they would begin to celebrate Rosh Hashanah on the 30th day of Elul, at night. And now, if Eidim came during the day of the 30th, so yes, in the place of Beis Din, they knew that that day was Rosh Hashanah, and the next day is not Rosh Hashanah. But the people, and it's almost everyone, who weren't near the Beis Din, and weren't able to be notified, would have to keep both days Rosh Hashanah, because they just don't know which day was declared as Rosh Chodesh. And in fact, this is the beginning of the minig, this is the beginning of the halacha, why everyone, even in Eretz Yisrael, will normally only one day of Yom Tov is held. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, they hold 2 days Yom Tov. So Gemara is saying, Gemara is assuming that when we speak about Safik, we speak about Safik Chol, Safik Yom Tov. We're referring to the situation of the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and the second day is the day that is a suffix, is it Rosh Hashanah or not? Or maybe even the first day is a suffix. So tomorrow it's hard to understand that should be the case, that when it's a suffix, you're allowed to blow the shofar. Hashtavadi Yotav Doifah, suffix Yotav Chom Eboi. Let's think about it, says the Gemara. If today is Rosh Hashanah, so we have an obligation to blow the shofar. If it's not Rosh Hashanah, it's a regular weekday. So certainly we're allowed to blow the shofar. So that can't be the case that the Braisa is saying that just like you're allowed to blow the shofar, even though it's only a suffix if you're obligated to blow the shofar, so too you should be allowed to do kisui adam and dekoi, even though it's a suffix. Here, the suffix is either it's yontif, so you're fully obligated, or it's a weekday where there's no problem. Whereas by the koi, either you are obligated and therefore you're allowed to do it. If you're not obligated, you may not do it because it's yontif. Said the Gemara, the case of Safik is Safik ish, Safik ish. The situation is where we have a tumtum and a drugness that we know throughout halacha they're considered a Safik if they're a man or a woman. If they're a man, if this person is a man, he's obligated to hear Tekiyah Shofar. If he's a woman, he's not obligated, they're not obligated to hear Shofar. Yet the halacha is that we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah on behalf of such an individual. Similarly, we should be allowed to do kisui hadam on behalf of, in the case of a kohen. So Shagas Aryeh asks the obvious question. When the Gemara is trying to come up with a case of a suffix, they were allowed to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah in the case of a suffix. So the Gemara comes up with this interesting situation where we're dealing with a suffix ish, suffix isha. Why can't the Gemara, ask the Shagas Aryeh, have said a simple case? That there's a man who's certainly obligated to hear the shofar, and he has a suffix if he did or did not hear the shofar. Is he obligated to, could we blow the shofar again on his behalf? And the halacha is that we'd be allowed to. Says the Shagas Aryeh, the fact that the Gemara did not say this obvious example of the suffix is a raya to a machloikis of the Ramah and the Taz. The Ramah says that even though, of course, in Rosh Hashanah we're supposed to blow the shofar, says the Ramah, after you finish fulfilling the mitzvah of the Tekiyah Shofar, one may no longer blow the shofar. You're only allowed to blow the shofar for the mitzvah. You fulfill the mitzvah, you may no longer blow it. The Taz disagrees. The Taz says that even if one already fulfilled the mitzvah of the Tekiyah Shofar, he can continue blowing the shofar all day. Says the Shagas Aryeh, if we follow the Taz's opinion, our Gemara is very understandable. Because our Gemara is teaching us, says the Taz, says the Shagas Aryeh, that you could blow the shofar all day long on behalf, you could blow the shofar all day long on behalf of this person who, on behalf of a man. So that wouldn't be a problem, even if it's a case of a suffix. And in fact, this Shagas Aryeh is the basis for an interesting question, what to do. In a situation that we're going to learn in a moment, the women we know typically do want to hear the shofar, and if they can't attend shul when they're blowing shofar during davening, so shofar is blown specifically on their behalf. And the question is, what is it better to do? Should the woman blow on her own behalf? Because let's say the man who's blowing already heard shofar in shul, he was already mekayim the mitzvah. Or should a man be should a man blow on behalf of the woman? Say the pasuk based on the Shagas Aryeh and Taz, it's better to have a man blow the shofar on behalf of the woman. Because a man, we're learning now, as the Shagas Aryeh and the Taz teach us, one could blow shofar all day long. A woman maybe is not allowed to blow shofar because she's not mechuyev in the mitzvah. So it's better to have a man blow the shofar than to have a woman blow the shofar. Rav Yossi, we learned, disagreed with this. And Rav Yossi held that a suffix kisui may not be done in Yontif. How does Rav Yossi defend himself? Here we see that you're allowed to blow by a suffix, so too maybe you should be allowed to do kisui adam by a suffix. Says the Gemara, Rav Yossi l'tamei. Rav Yossi holds ishavad esnami tafi. You could blow a shofar even for a woman, so this can't be the case of a suffix. The Tanya. What is the basis for Rav Yossi's opinion? We know that when a carbon is brought, when somebody brings a carbon, he has to do smicha. And the Braisa teaches us, B'nei Yisrael Samcha V'loi B'nei Yisrael Samcha. Smicha is only done by men, not by women. Why? Because the parasha begins with the words Dabra of B'nei Yisrael, only men, not the women. Although there's a beautiful Kuri Ebet that asks, why do we have to have a special pasuk to exclude women from the Chiyuv of Smicha? We know, as we learned in the Masechta Zvachim, that Kabbonis could only be brought by day. And therefore, Kabbonis should be considered a mitzvah aseishah zman grama. And women are excluded from all mitzvah aseishah zman grama. Says the Tori Evan, what is the definition of a mitzvah aseishah zman grama? He said the definition of a mitzvah aseishah zman grama is a mitzvah whose time expires. Shofar, we're speaking about shofar. After Rosh Hashanah, there's no mitzvah of Tekiyah Shofar. Whereas, the mitzvah smicha, there is no date of expiration. There's a chiv smicha every day. At night, there's a technicality that the Beis HaMikdash is called the night. That isn't considered a mitzvah seishes man groma. So they hold that smicha should not be done by women. Machlokes Rishonim, why not? Rashi explains, because if women do smicha, it's bal taisif. If they're not obligated to do smicha, and they do it, they're adding to the mitzvahs. Taisif disagrees. Taisif says the problem is that when smicha is done, it's done because koichon, and one is leaning on the animal, and one may not use kachim animal. Why doesn't Taisif agree with Rashi's explanation about Taisif? Explain the Mefarshim. Because according to Taisif, one can only be over about Taisif if he adds to an existing mitzvah. That means that he's supposed to take four minim on Sukkot, and he takes a fifth. There's supposed to be four batim in the tefillin, and he makes a fifth. That's about Taisif. But where there's no mitzvah at all, and to say there's a mitzvah, that Taisif holds that a category. That's not called about Taisif. If you're a Shimon, I'm not using Shem Chushushus. Women are allowed to do smicha even though they're not obligated. So similarly, a woman has a right to hear shofar on Rosh Hashanah, even though they're not obligated. So the fact that we could blow shofar for a woman or for a suffix doesn't prove that we're allowed to do a suffix on Yontif, and therefore doesn't prove that we could do kisui adam on a koi on Yontif. This Gemara, where Rabbi Yossi and Rav Shimon teach us that women, even though they're not obligated to do smicha, may do smicha, is the basis for the very famous machloikas Rishonim, and machloikas of different communities, if a woman is allowed to make a bracha on a mitzvah asay shezman grom. The Rebbeinu Tam says that we follow the opinion of Rav Yossi, and Rav Yossi memukai imai, and Rav Yossi says that women may do mitzvah that are not obligated, and therefore women can do mitzvahs as seishas man grama and make a bracha. The Rambam disagrees, and the Rambam says that women are not obligated in mitzvahs as seishas man grama. They can't say vitzivanu, and therefore even if a woman does a mitzvahs as seishas man grama, she should not make a bracha, says the Rambam. People, and there are more paskins like Rebbeinu Tam, and that's why Ashkenazi women make a bracha mitzvahs as seishas man grama, and Sfaradim, like the Shulchan Aruch, like the Rambam, and they do not make brachas. Women do not make brachas on mitzvah seishas man grama. But it's interesting to note, there's a further machlokes Rishonim, how to understand the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Tosfos says that even though Rabbi Yossi is taking this lenient opinion and allowing women to do smicha, says Tosfos, they shouldn't do smicha b'kol koichon. They shouldn't completely lean on the animal. Because, as we're learning, even Rabbi Yossi agrees that they're not really obligated, it's only rishus. And leaning on an animal, as we said, involves an isser. So therefore, Tosfos says they could do smicha, but not b'kol koicha. Chazal allowed them to do smicha, lasis nachas ruach, to make them satisfied, but won't allow them to be over the isser of mishtamish b'kotchim. However, other rishonim, notably the Raavad, disagrees with Tosfos. Because the writer has a very interesting approach to this entire concept of mitzvah seishas man grama by women. He explains, or when women are exempt from mitzvahs, he explains, the way to understand it, is that the Torah obligated men in mitzvah seishas man grama, and when it comes to women, the Torah gave the woman the right to choose. If she so desires to fulfill a mitzvah seishas man grama, she has every right to. If she doesn't want to, she doesn't have to. I therefore explain the Achronim, according to the Raavad, our minhag, Rabbeinu Tam, remark that women can make a bracha mitzvah seishas man grama is very understandable. Because the problem, of course, is, how do they say with tzivanu that we were commanded to make this, to do this mitzvah when they weren't tzivanu? But according to the Raavad, where the Torah tells us that if they want to do the mitzvah, they may do the mitzvah, and then they can obligate themselves in the mitzvah, then the word vitzivanu is very appropriate. But I saw a very interesting tshuva from the Lahiris Nosson. He says, even though, as we just explained, specifically according to the Raavad, women can do mitzvah seishas man grama, and easily can make a bracha vitzivanu, he says that by the mitzvah of Leisha B'Sukkah, perhaps women shouldn't make that bracha. because he explains as follows. He says, when a woman chooses to do a mitzvah seishas man groma, so we just learned, she could take upon herself that obligation. And that's why, for example, if a woman chooses to do the mitzvah of dal minim, she can make the bracha with tzivanu al atilas lulav. But if a woman's going to make a bracha with tzivanu leisha besukkah, so the only reason she can make that bracha is because she indeed saying that I'm accepting upon myself the obligation to sit in the sukkah. So the only time she can make that bracha is if she indeed will always sit in the sukkah. But if she's not going to eat all her meals in the sukkah, she's only going to eat certain meals in the sukkah, she obviously did not accept upon herself the mitzvah sukkah. Because why is she not eating all her meals in the sukkah? And therefore, unless the woman is going to eat all the meals in the sukkah, not just the Yontif Shabbos meals, she shouldn't say Leishiv Sukkah. Am Ravina. Says Ravina, Elamai Bekom Rabbonim, Nami Yisla Percha. Even what the Rabbonim said, their argument can be refuted. Because now, Ki Shofar, she came Vada Doicha Shabbos to Migdash. Ki Shofar has the Chumrah that it could be that it's Doicha Shabbos in the base of Migdash. They blew Shofar even on Shabbos, time of the Kisui. When you speak about Kisui, the Leisa Klal, which is never done on Shabbos, and therefore, therefore the halacha of Shofar cannot be a basis for Kisui Adam. Maybe Shofar, which has this Chumrah, that you can even blow the Shofar on Shabbos in the base of Migdash, that's why a Sofik Shofar can be done on Yom Tov. Whereas Kisui, which never is done in Shabbos, therefore Sofik Kisui is not done in Yom Tov as well. So the Gemara said, Heisher v'lezik fabaribi, you can't bring a raya from Mila to Kisui, because Mal Mishken Nagas B'Leil Yom Tov. Mila doesn't happen on the night of Yom Tov. So the Gemara focuses on the words of what he said. B'Leil Yom Tov v'Leil Nahaga. Is it only on the night of Yom Tov that there is no Mila? B'Shal Leil Naga, which seems to say on other nights there is Mila. Mila may never be done by night. Ella said the Gemara, the way to understand what he meant was like this. Ma'ala Mila, Mila Shekein En Nagas B'Leil B'Yomin, that only is by day, not by night. Time of the Kisui, whereas Kisui Shinaid V'Leil B'Yomin, Kisui can be done at night as well as by day, and therefore you can't learn from Mila to Kisui. Arab Abba, Zechman Advarm Shom Rapia, Enalay and Shiva. This was a place where Rapia said that the Kavchimer I can't refute. The Heshev Elazak Fabaribi Shiva, and he was able to refute it. Says the Mishnah, a shark of an empty trefa, if somebody shechs an animal and it turns out to be a trefa, or a shark of a kachavim, if somebody shechs an animal for avodah zarah, or a shaykh tchulam b'fnim, the kach and the chutz, or if somebody shechs chay v'oif and the scum, they're supposed to be killed. So all these are situations of shchitish and eruya. Ramei mechayiv. Ramei's opinion is that shchitish and eruya still has a chiv of kisui adam. The chum patrim, chum's opinion is that shchitish and eruya doesn't have a chiv of kisui adam. And Ritva explains the Mishnah. First, the Mishnah speaks about a case where the animal is a trefa, so it is inherently may not be eaten. Then it speaks about avodah zarah, where it's an external reason why the animal may not be eaten. Then the Gemara speaks about chum b'fnim, the kachim b'chutz, that it's the place that caused them that they may not be eaten. And then they speak about, Mishnah mentions chay v'oif, that are supposed to be killed, that it's only because of a din, that bez the paskin that may not be eaten. So the Gemara is giving us different examples of shchita shen eruyas, where we have a machlok shemayin the chacham. However, says the Mishnah, hashoichiv and stabla b'yadai, if the animal became an avela, or a noichiv maka, which is clearly not an act of shchita, everybody agrees, even Ramei agrees, patam l'chassis. The Gemara is actually starting with a question. The Gemara doesn't say the question explicitly, but the Gemara's question is as follows. In the previous parak, when we spoke about Oisv Espanoi, the Chacham held that when you have a Shechita Shein Aruya, you still Chayiv and Oisv Espanoi.
It was only the opinion of the Rabbanon who held that b'shechita she'ena ruya there's no issue of oisav es benon. In our Mishnah, we find just the opposite. That by kisui adam, the chacham hold b'shechita she'ena ruya there is no chiv of kisui adam, the Ramei disagrees. So the Gemara's question is, it seems that the opinion of the Chachamim is inconsistent. By Oisav Es Benoi, they say you are Chayiv Oisav Es Benoi by Shechita She'ena Ruya, and by Kisui Adam, they say you're not, says the Gemara. So what is the opinion of the Chachamim? Says the Gemara, in answer to this question, Amar Chiba Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ra Rabbi Dvarav Shramei by Oisav Es Benoi. He agreed with Ramei's opinion that the Shechita She'ena Ruya, Shema Shechita, regarding Oisav Es Benoi, and that's why in the previous pair, when he quotes Ramei's opinion, Shana B'Losh Chachamim, he says it as if it was the Chachamim's opinion. With Rav Shimon, when it comes to the halach of Kisui Adam, he agrees with the opinion of Rav Shimon that Shechita She'ena Ruya Loi Shema Shechita, and that's why in our pair that opinion is stated as the opinion of Loshon Chachamim. Asking Ramei Tam Ramei B'Oisav Es Benoi, why by Oisav Es Benoi does Ramei hold that a shechita she'ena ruya shema shechita? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Shimon Levi, gam a shechita shechita m'shechut ichot. He learns a gzeir shavar v'shechut ichot. Now every shechut ichot, whenever an animal is slaughtered outside the Azara, it's obviously a shechita she'ena ruya. Yet, ma chosam, shechita she'ena ruya shema shechita, avhocha, so too as far as Hilchus Kisui Adama is concerned, Shechita She'ena Ruya is considered a Shechita. Of course, the Mepharshim ask that by Shechita Chutz La'Azara, there has to be a Shechita She'ena Ruya, because there's no other way that it could be a Shechita. Here, it could have been a Shechita Ruya, if you shechted the animal properly. Answered Rishayim, the Meir holds that doesn't make a difference. Once the Torah establishes that Shechita She'ena Ruya Shema Shechita from Chulin Ba'Azara, it makes no difference if there's a way that it could be done with a Shechita Ruya or it could be done without a Shechita Ruya. Rav Shimon that holds Bekisu Adam, Rav Shimon that holds it has to be Shechita Ruya, Mai Tama, Amar Amani Ba'Patish, Gomer Mitzvah Tavach Vahachim. When Yosef prepared meat on behalf of his brothers the Shvatim, Ma'alan was a Shechita Ruya, Afkan Shechita Ruya. There are two explanations in Rishonim. One explanation in Rishonim was that Yosef made sure that the meat should be properly slaughtered on behalf of his brothers who otherwise would not eat the meat. Another pshat is that even though it was before Matan Torah and there was no Chi of Shechita, that the animal had a requirement of Nichur. They were only allowed to eat animals that were killed, not animals that died by themselves. And he showed them that this animal indeed was killed, not just expired by itself. Asked the Gemara, Ramei Nami Ligma Mitzvaya, what did he learn from that word? Answered the Gemara, Don Shechita Meshechita. He refers to Linux Zereshava, the word Shechita here by Kisui Adam, from the word Shechita by Shechuti Chutz, Vein Donim, Shechit Metficha is not an exact match. Ask the Gemara, Man Nafkamina, who says to have a Gzeir Shava, you have to have an exact match. Hatar the Rebbe Shmuel, the Shava Koin, Uva Koin. The Torah teaches us that if a house has a Neged Saras, and the Koin quarantines the house, and the Koin comes after the first week and he sees that the Neged spread, he has to take off that entire area of the wall, plus the area surrounding it. If he comes after the second week and it's spread again, destroy the house. What is the halacha? The Torah doesn't say, however, explicitly, that if the kohen came after the first week, the neged didn't spread, but the neged didn't disappear. So he locks up the house for a second week, and then he comes after the second week and the neged indeed spread. The Torah doesn't tell us explicitly what to do. But the Gemara makes it say a Shava. The Shava kind of Vav kind, Zuhi Shiva Zuhi Biya. And if it comes after the second week and only then it's spread, you have to take off that area and see what will happen afterwards. So you see that even though the Torah doesn't use the exact same words, here the Torah uses the words the Shava kind, here the Torah uses the words of Vav kind, yet we can make it say a Shava.
So here too, we should make a Gzeir Shava, ask the Gemara to Ramei between Shvicha and Tficha. Answers the Gemara, Hanemil Echadalek the Domelei. A Gzeir Shava where that exact word is acceptable when there is no choice. Av Ikad Domelei. If there is a choice where you have an exact match, says the Gemara, the Domelei Yapin, and we prefer to learn from the exact match. So ask the Gemara if that's the preferable way of learning Gzeir Shava. So Shimon Nami Ligam Shvut Echot. So Shimon also should learn like Ramei from Shvut Echot, where the Torah in both cases uses the word Shchita. Answers the Gemara. If Shimon holds, Donen Mchulin Mchulin, we prefer to learn Gzeir Shava Chulin from Chulin, versus learning Chulin with the halacha of Shvut Echot, the halacha of Kifle Dam applies to Chulin as not from Kachin. Ramei, Otavais Vespinoi Kachin Mila Nog. Says Ramei, Ois Vespinoi applies by Kachin as well. And since it applies by Kachin, it makes sense to learn Shchita from Shchita. And that's why Ra Rebbe Dvarim Shremeya Bais Vespinoi and Shana B'Losh HaChacham, and that's why he said it's the Chacham's opinion. Ask the Gemara, so my time to Ramei B'Kisei Dam, why B'Kisei Dam as well does Ramei hold that Shchita Shen Ruj Shema Shchita? Arash Lakish Gama Shvicha Shvicha Mishchut Echot. He learns from Shchut Echot. Ma'ala Halon, just like we said that by Shchut Echot, Shchita Shen Ruj Shema Shchita, Achtan, Sol Tu B'Kisei Dam, Shchita Shen Ruj Shema Shchita. Rav Shimon, that says that you only chai to kiss your adam by shchita eruya. What's his reasoning? Says the Gemara, because the Torah uses the words ashiya ochel ksev. The Torah uses the word that eaten. Only a shchita eruya, which will lead that the meat may be eaten. Rameya, what does he do from that? Hula motus os tamiludasa. It's come to teach us that a non-kosher bird doesn't require kiss your adam. Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon, where will he learn that halacha? Of tamim my tama de la bar chilu. Why is there indeed a halacha that there's no kisei dam by a non-kosher bird? Because it's not, you may not eat it. Treifa nami la bar chilu, and therefore, just like by of tamim, even you may agree that there's no chiv kisei adam. So too do I say by every shchita shen eruya. Now says the Gemara. Now we understand what Rabbi Chiya said, that Roy Rebbe Dvarsh Rav Shimon B'Kisei Adam, why Rebbe was very comfortable with Rav Shimon's opinion regarding Kisei Adam, that Shchita Shen Eruya Lo Shema Shchita, and that's why he said, Shana B'Lo Shacham. Amr Rav Abba, Loi L'Kol Amr Ramei Shchita Shen Eruya Shema Shchita. Not in all situations did Ramei say that Shchita Shen Eruya Shema Shchita. Maid Ramei is in agreement, Shein Matirasa B'Chila. That if you do a shchita shein eruya, you may not eat that meat. Furthermore, says the Gemara, and the Gemara will explain this in a moment. Not in all circumstances that Rav Shimon holds shchita shein eruya is not considered shchita. Maida Rav Shimon is in agreement that a shchita shein eruya mitarasa medein avela. That damage will accomplish. That the animal that slaughtered with a shchita shen eruya will not be considered a nevela and will not have tumas nevela. So even though as far as Oisav es Benoi and Kisei Adam, Rav Shimon holds that shchita shen eruya lo shma shchita, as far as making the animal not have tumas nevela, he agrees that shchita shen eruya is a shchita. Says the Gemara, Omar, we just learned that lo yakol Amar Rameya. Shchita shen eruya shma shchita. Moed Rameya, because Rameya agrees, shem atirasa b'achila. The shchita shen eruya won't let you eat the meat. Now what is a shchita shen eruya? A shchita shen eruya is when you shach the treifa. So the Gemara, of course, treifa b'shchita b'mishtaya, would anybody assume that you could eat a treifa animal just because you had a shchita? Answers the Gemara. But Tzricha, the case is talking to about the shach is a treifa or matzvah matishachai. We spoke in the previous parak extensively about the halacha ben pekua, and when you found a ben pekua, a full term fetus, the tzakadat the chamina, tahadam ramei shchita shen eruya shma shchita, tahani le shchita ima, that the mother shchita should be effective for this uber, the loy levoy shchita. and in order to eat it's this uber, you shouldn't have its own shchita, kamash milan, that you can't rely on the mother's shchita. Why can't you rely on the mother's shchita? So the Kivega explains, because if you're going to rely on the mother's shchita, that means you consider the uber part of the mother, and the mother's a treifa, so you wouldn't be allowed to eat the uber either. Of course you do want to eat the uber. The Brisk Rav says the pshat is that the shchita of a treifa is a shchita, he says in the name of his father of Chaim, is a totally different shchita than the shchita of a non-treifa. And here with a shchita's treifa, a shchita's treifa is a different category of shchita that never allows meat to be eaten based on it. The Tisbra asked the Gemara, can you accept this explanation? From Ramei ben Pekua Tan Shchita, Ramei's opinion, that holds that a full-term ben Pekua has its own obligation for shchita. So how can anybody have assumed that the shchita of the mother should be good for this child? So the Gemara, Tzricha, the Rebbe sov like Ramei, sov like Rabbanu, we're following the opinion of Rebbe. On one hand, he holds like Ramei, like we learned, that shchita shen aruya, shma shchita. Then regarding Oysev es Benoi, he held like Ramei, that's considered a shchita. On the other hand, the sov like Rabbanu, the Amish Shchitas Imam Tarasai, that the shchita of the mother is effective for the fetus, even when the fetus is already full term. So, even the Amir Rabbanu Shchitas Imam Tarasai. So since the Rabbanu hold that the shchita of the mother is always effective for the full term fetus, perhaps Tanya the Shchitas Imoi, the loy l'boy shchita. So in this case, when the mother is a treifa, the shchita of the mother should help for this fetus. Hamash Milan, that the shchita of a treifa can never help you eat, allow you to eat meat based on that shchita, as we just explained. The Gemara furthermore said, V'loy l'kol amr Rav Shimon shchita shen aruya lo shema shchita. Mother Rav Shimon shema teras medeim avela. Rav Shimon agrees that the shchita accomplishes that even a shchita shen aruya, if you did it on a treifa, you shef the treifa, it's not an avela. Ask the Gemara, that's an obvious din. Shita, we learned earlier in Amasekta. Baram Yudam Arav, Baram Yudam Masnisa Tana, V'chiyomis Men Mahema, Mitzis Behema Metama, V'mitzis Behema En Metama. Sometimes an animal that you may not eat has tumas nevela, and sometimes an animal that you may not eat doesn't have tumas nevela. Vezazu, which is the animal that you may not eat that still doesn't have tumas nevela? For treifa, shashachta. So we don't need this. Rav Abba teaches this halacha. Answers the Gemara, that tzricha l'shech is a treifa. It's going to teach us a case where somebody shechted a treifa, the chulim bazara. And it was also chulim bazara, the tanya. A shech is a treifa. The kain a shechit. It nimtzes treifa, zev zev chum bezara, and they were chulin and azara that were slaughtered. Rav Shimon mat b'hano, v'cham oisim. Saka da tachamina. However, Rav Shimon mut b'hano. But since Rav Shimon says that you're allowed to have benefit from it, so it's obvious that amalit la shchitu klal. It's not considered shchita, because if it was shchita, so it would be considered a shchita of chulin b'azara, and a shchita chulin b'azara should make it osa b'ano, even midin mevelin l'metaro. So it's not considered a shchita as far as chulin b'azara, that it should be considered chulin b'azara and it should be osa. So too, it should take not be able to take away the tumas nevela, kamash malam, that it does have the ability to take away the tumas nevela, even though it was chulin b'azara. Omer popular by the summer of shim chulin b'azara the raisahu, we're saying that that Rav Shimon said in the Braisa, that an animal that was treifa, that's chulin, that was slaughtered in the Azara, doesn't become osa b'hano. So, says the Gemara, if normally chulin that's slaughtered in the Azara is osa b'deraisa, so then we can understand this halacha very well. But Papa thought that Rav Shimon, that you're not allowed to have anor from chulin d'azara, is not the raisa, but only the rabban. But if that's the case, there would be no reason to make a difference between shechting a normal animal and a treifa. Because if Chazal held that anything that was slaughtered d'azara should be also b'hanor, the reason will be because Chazal were concerned that if you see somebody shechting an animal in the Azara and then eating it outside, they'll think that it was a full-fledged carbon. And he'll come to make the mistake that even when you shech kachin b'chutz, that it's considered a valid carbon. So if that was the Chazal's concern, then it would apply to any animal, whether it was a treifa or whether it wasn't a treifa. But now that we're learning that Rav Shimon distinguishes between a treifa that's slaughtered in the Azara versus a non-treifa, it must be that the reason you're not allowed to have hana from chulin that's slaughtered in the Azara is because it's a din d'oraisa, and the din d'oraisa was said only when it's a real shechita, when it's not a treifa. So obviously, this entire explanation of Rav Papa on Rav Shimon's opinion is based on Rav Shimon holding that chulin b'azara is asur not only because it's drabonon, because then we wouldn't have a reason to differentiate between a treifa and non-treifa animal. It must be because he holds that chulin b'azara is asur m'daraisa. He says, indeed. And for Tanan, and indeed we learned such a Mishnah. Rav Shimon Aymer, chulin shenesh shchutu b'azara yisufu beish. The ken chaya shenesh shchutu b'azara should be destroyed. Iyam b'shlom deraisa, if we're saying that the is deraisa, hani l'gzvin chayot behema. We could understand why Chazal said that behema is osim deraisa, and they extended it not only to behema, but also to chayot. El amr derbanan, if we're going to say that the entire isser of having hanor from something, from chulin b'azara is only derbanan, behema my tama. So what was the reason that Chazal made that seira? As we said a few moments ago, because we're allowing you to eat this animal, you may come to eat kachim b'chutz. So he goofed gzeira. So that's entirely gzeira, which is only applicable by behemoth, but not making the nigs of gzeira with gzeira that apply to chayas as well. The fact that the Mishnah says that this then applies by chaya as well as behema is clearly an indication that the din by behema is a din by raisa, and therefore it's extended to chayas as well. But it is the opinion of Rav Shimon that that is only by animals that are not a treifa. An animal that's a treifa is a shechita shein ruya. A shechita shein ruya lashma shechita, and therefore that animal will not have the din of chulin b'azara that's osur b'hanah.